Mike Osborne in the WMOT newsroom with state and local stories at 4 minutes past. A Midstate insurance executive says the music industry is scrambling to tighten security for artists and concerts following the shooting deaths of 58 country music fans last month in Las Vegas. Brent Dougherty is managing partner with Nashville-based Anderson Benson Insurance. Dougherty says several of his artist clients took cover behind the stage as 64-year-old Stephen Paddock fired on the Harvest Music Festival crowd the night of October 1st. Dougherty explains most event insurance is written through the Lloyd's of London Insurance Exchange. He says a Lloyd's representative is in Nashville this week talking to music industry leaders about what policy underwriters are going to expect going forward. He says detailed security plans are now required for music venues, large and small.
It's not something that you breeze over anymore. You know, your exits, your proper training of your team and your staff in an event of an active shooter, an active terror threat.
Dougherty cites other examples of heightened security as well. He says that just within the last 6 months, many of his artists have hired personal bodyguards for the first time. He also says questions about newly offered terrorism insurance plans have his phone ringing off the wall.
It picks up the threat of terrorism. It picks up an active shooter.
The additional risk means increased cost. Dougherty says artists and music venues can expect policy prices to head higher. Those costs will likely be passed on to music fans. That's local news for this hour on Roots Radio.